speed right before your eyes. Computers, the internet, Wi-Fi, social media, and all modern technology, plus worldwide trends, such as a one-world economic system and government, are creating conditions that fulfill Revelation 13:16-18. As the prophet Daniel wrote 2,500 years ago, knowledge would explode at the very time the 666 surveillance system came together. Today, a person can use a credit card virtually any place in the world. It has become the universal financial instrument. This instrument is taken for granted. But think how technologically advanced transactions have become when a person can make a purchase in a foreign country without currency. This same purchase is then instantly registered in the funds withdrawn. All merchandise now is identified with an RFID, Radio Frequency Identification label, or the QR, Quick Response Code for Electronic Tracking. A smartphone can read the QR code. The International Business Machines Corporation, commonly referred to as IBM, is now working to identify and track every item manufactured and sold in the world. These numbers are in the trillions. Then it will be very easy to match these items with the purchaser. With the rapidly advancing technology, this is not far off. The technological ability to operate a global, cashless economic system is now in place for a good percentage of the world. The elimination of cash is all that is needed to bring this system online. A worldwide economic crisis could be the catalyst to set this up. The Bible states that no one is going to buy or sell without a mark in the right hand or forehead. This mark is in the advanced developmental stage with various applications to put electronic tattoos on the body. One idea is to merge technology with biotechnology. The microelectronics technology is called an epidermal electronic system, EES. The idea is to have a substance like silk-laced microelectronics that dissolves and leaves the circuits on the skin. This system is planned to be tied into a universal Wi-Fi. With this structure in full operation, there could be real-time monitoring of everything being sold. No one will be able to buy or sell without government approval. Tied into the ability to control all buying and selling will be the complete monitoring of everything related to you. The mark of the beast is a numbering system, and now, through your Social Security number, SSN, all information about you can be monitored. You need this number for everything from bank accounts to a driver's license, along with all medical information and credit cards. Everything now revolves around your SSN. With the added advantages of newly developing technology, everything controlled by the SSN will be centralized into one file and controlled and updated in real time. This is not theory. It is on the way. Starting in 2013, the federal government has the Utah Data Center, UDC, nearly in full operation. This is a $2 billion complex with 100,000 square feet of computer space. All the global information grid will be routed through the UDC with computers that can store yottabytes, 10 to the 24th power, 1 septillion bytes. Everything that is digitized about you will be stored there, down to parking tickets. Nothing will be left out. To handle this vast information, the computers will operate at petaflop speed, a second 10 raised to the 15th power, floating point operations per second. To transmit this vast amount of information, researchers invented chips with built-in lasers that use multiple wavelengths of light that can transmit data at terabit speed per second, 10 raised to the 12th power bits transmitted every second. In addition to controlling buying and selling, we are now heading into a time of a total surveillance society. Every day, a vast number of surveillance cameras are being installed throughout America. Every mall is under total surveillance. By 2015, the government plans for 30,000 surveillance drones in the sky. There are now X-ray machines that can peer through the walls of your home and auto. The government is using robot insects wired with microphones for spying. There is now software that allows tracking hundreds of cell phones at once and reads tens of thousands of emails. Homeland Security recently admitted to monitoring Facebook,